I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is issuing a warning about a dangerous new drug combination. According to WSB, the Bureau recently discovered a mixture of meth and the synthetic opioid carfentanil in several recent autopsies. Experts say the combination of those two drugs has already killed six people in 2018, all in the Augusta area. Savannah has named Roy Minter as the city's next police chief. He currently is the police chief in Peoria, Arizona, where he recently announced his retirement. City Manager Rob Hernandez says Minter's past experience will translate well in Savannah.
While Peoria, Arizona may not have necessarily the violent crime that we have, it is definitely located in a larger, more urbanized metropolitan area, and he's had to deal with all of the public safety challenges that that brings.
Minter will replace Mark Revenue, who has served as interim chief since Jack Lumpkin left the department in January. Minter begins work in Savannah on August 27th. Well, Saturday protests will take place across the country in response to the Trump administration's policy of separating migrant children from families at the U.S. border. Although the policy was reversed by an executive order, many families still remain fractured. A coalition of civil rights groups will hold a Families Belong Together protest on Saturday morning in Washington, D.C. Similar protests are planned in Atlanta, Athens, Savannah, and Augusta, among other Georgia cities. And the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly passed their version of the Farm Bill yesterday. It covers everything from rural broadband expansion to farmer assistance programs and food stamp benefits. Georgia Senator David Perdue, who's on the Agriculture Committee, helped craft the bipartisan measure. The bill now heads to the House for a vote. And Georgia Department of Correction officials say another inmate died in custody yesterday, marking the fourth in this past week. Ware State Prison inmate Marquise Walker died Thursday morning following a fight with another inmate. He was convicted in 2016 on burglary and forgery charges in Richmond County and was set to be released no later than 2030. Prison officials say the previous three inmate deaths were apparent suicides. And in sports, Atlanta's WNBA team is preparing for a tough road game tonight. The Atlanta Dream will take on the Minnesota Lynx in Minneapolis at 8 o'clock. The Dream currently sit a game outside of the playoffs with a record of 7-7. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.